as someone who's been a therapist for over 25 years, you know, person after person, you would hear about, there really is no one in my life I feel like I can depend on. And unfortunately, you hear that from people that go to churches as well, where they feel like, man, I just, you know, want somebody I can trust, somebody I can talk to, someone that I feel like will listen to me and will be there for me. And there are so many people who get so easily let down because people aren't perfect and people disappoint us. And even people in the church can sometimes say things that offend or not respond the way you would like them to respond to. So I thought we need to really talk about where do we put our trust and how do we deal with this business of being let down. Ultimately, if you're looking, where do I find that complete place of trust? The only one that is going to be able to do that for you is God. And He's the only one that promises to never leave us, never forsake us, never abandon us, to meet our needs, to be there, the person who will always be with us because He's God Emmanuel. So There really isn't anyone short of God who can meet every single need and always be there when we need somebody to be there. It's wonderful having a relationship with the Lord. It's essential. It's the way that we're defined in terms of who we are. But we also like those characteristics of God to be falling over into our regular relationships as well. So who doesn't want to have that person who will stay with them and be with them and walk them through a difficult time? Actually, as the body of Christ, we're called to do that. So we've been getting a lot of challenging sermons in our church about what does it look like to really be the body of Christ? Mm-hmm. And one of the things when I was reading through the first chapter of Joshua was it took effort for Joshua to be with the Lord. The tabernacle was pitched out away from the camp, which meant they had to walk to it. They had to seek out God. They had to go where His presence was. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks to a lot of the inconvenience. I've been very convicted of this. Do I really wake up every morning and meditate day and night on the Word of God? Do I get up when I would rather sleep in and not go to the Sunday school class? I can't do that because I teach Sunday school class, so I have to be there. But we talk about this. You know, it's inconvenient a lot of times to develop a relationship with the Lord in the intense way where you then do feel His presence and you do know that He is there and that you do understand His promises to you. So a lot of times it's, you know, doing the hard work, not only with other people, but spending time with God and meditating on His Word day and night.
Yeah.
And those are the things that help us.